on this episode of American Chopper.
So what are we doing?
Senior suits up to build a bike for the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks. But his crew at OCC stumbles.
They were looking at a droid from 4 years ago. Listen.
I'm missing one of these right
you
here.
You heard me.
Identical.
Junior's decision to put Odie in charge of the Bling Star quad.
The unveiling's supposed to be today, like in 4 hours.
May mean that Paul Junior Designs will fail to deliver the goods.
I'm not used to missing the unveiled date. You're really screwing my track record.
They were supposed to unveil the quad today, and they missed it.
Get out of here.
They missed it.
Hey, hi, Mike.
George. Mikey meets with a therapist and gets an idea of how to reconcile with his father.
He's no longer a moral man.
Try to communicate with him again. There's always hope.
Shut up.
But Senior doesn't like what Mikey proposes.
I'm not going to counseling. I'm not going down that road no more.
And a beloved member of the family is rushed to the hospital with a medical emergency.
My suspicion is that they're going to recommend amputation of the limb.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Great to meet you.
Today we had a few fans stop by, and they were real interested. They're really current on the show.
We came all the way from Ohio on the bike.
Yeah, we have been watching your show. In fact, I made him stop TiVo and MotoGP because keeping up with what's going on here was pretty important.
Was more interesting?
Yeah.
You know, as far as the legal battle with me and my father, he's still suing me, hasn't dropped the case. It's one of them things that just drags on forever.
The family strife thing, that's sad in a way, because
it is
you know
sad.
What? Family, you get sick, that's all you got.
I know. That's
so.
The truth. You could tell the woman, it made her sad, the relationship with me and my father. And I can understand that completely. I mean, I think it's a sad situation myself.
My heart goes out because there's a father-son thing that kind of tears at a person.
The women, they tend to get pretty emotional because they don't like to see this kind of you know, dissension inside the family.
In the end, you know in your heart what the truth is.
Yeah. I hope someday we can get it figured out. Just some kind of reconciliation. Just can't happen under the circumstances, that's all. Things have to change. It seems like every person who comes up supports me.
Ole!
What's going on?
We came out to support you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I definitely feel the love from the fan base.
I feel like I'm running for some office or something.
A lot of encouragement, a lot of encouraging words.
Did it?
You know, it's been great like that.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks again. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
We're in Chicago, and we're going to meet the Blackhawks hockey players who are the Stanley Cup winners. What we're doing is we're building a bike for the team, and it's going to carry the Stanley Cup. It should be pretty interesting. I really don't know what to expect.
Whoa.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Welcome to Chicago. Let me introduce you to some folks who are excited to see you. John Scott, one of the biggest guys in the NHL.
Yeah, he looks pretty big.
Good to see
nice
you. Jack Skilly.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Chicago Blackhawks.
This guy's a big guy, too, but you don't look big next to him. How you doing?
Joe Quenneville.
Great. Welcome.
How you winner doing, of the Stanley Cup.
All right.
Yeah, great stash. Great stash.
You like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to show him a little bit what the game's about. Looks like he's a tough guy, and we want to show him a little bit about that element of the game.
So what are we doing?
Want to get some skates going on here?
All right. I'm up for
it. And where's Junior?
He's probably still sleeping. He didn't get up yet.
Yeah, I bet he's a big timer now.
Yeah, take a seat.
That's right. That's right.
We got a stick for him here. Be a righty or a lefty?
This is a sight.
Righty or lefty?
How about getting a hot jersey?
There you go. There we go. When he put his gloves on, he dropped the gloves with me there. He caught me off guard, and I think I was a little scared for a couple of seconds there. But no, it was all in good fun. It was pretty cool.
All right, ready? Yeah!
Oh! Wow. Nice shot.
Bible.
He handled very well. He was a little experienced. He took a slapper that he looked like he'd been doing in his whole life, and I thought he adjusted really quick.
This is, you're learning hockey here. This is like...
Yeah, we got him a stick. We brought a net in. We taught him how to take a slap shot, and then we did a little live game simulation where he was a forward. I was a defenseman. We tried to give him a rebound and score a goal just to give him a little taste of what we do out there.
Get it!
Hey, oh, you got it!
All right.
Nice goal.
I actually did get to score on these guys, and I'm not sure if they let me do it. I think that a few things that I did here, they really didn't expect, so it's really the element of surprise.
We're going to put the cup on the bike.
Listen,
you win the games,
you concentrate on what you do, and we'll concentrate
on our job.
You know, what we accomplished last year was such a thrill. We had a great season, had a lot of fun. Winning that Stanley Cup is the ultimate prize. It's a thrill of a lifetime. We had a great opportunity. I'd love to see that Stanley Cup on that chopper. It's going to look unbelievable.
Great having you. Thank you
very much. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. You guys are good.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks a lot.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, we're going to get back, and we're going to start on the bike, and then we'll get back here and unveil one of the games, which will be really exciting.
Get you out there.
Do it again.
All right. Love to.
That's pretty neat.
What's going on?
Where are we at on this whole thing?
Waiting for the frame to come back from the Platico.
You know, Odie's been left up to pretty much take care of this quad project.
And what else? Are we waiting on anything else?
He's in charge of the paint. He's in charge of getting the parts here. He's in charge of basically what the quad's going to look like. And I don't think he wants Junior disappointed at him.
Waiting on the axle, the brake lines, the exhaust, stabilizer, handlebars, chains.
This is his first experience trying to coordinate a project of this size. He's kind of a quiet guy, but he does love racing quads, and he kind of has an opportunity to be creative in an area that he's strong. And that's not here?
No.
You know, on paper, it seems simple. You take the thing apart, paint it, powder coat it, put it back together. Huh. I mean, even though it's not a bike and it's a quad, I still want it to be faster. I want it to look better.
It's hard to do that when you have nothing.
I'm concerned, but I'm not freaking out. What are you laughing about?
You might need sunglasses when you assemble it. It's kind of bright.
Yeah, I know. I heard. Let's start putting it together if we can, all right?
All right.
I got faith in you, man.
Sounds good. Joe sent Mikey over to Powderco to get the frame. Now that I have the parts in the frame, I can get going on the project.
That's freaking 80s t-shirt right there.
All I wanted something to stand out, right?
It's gonna be freaking real bright.
When I was looking at all the parts that Mikey brought back, one of the main front end parts is missing.
You're missing something?
There's one of these missing. I am missing one of these right here, identical.
What?
I'm missing an A-arm.
That was all they had.
Two shafts, one swing arm. I'm missing an A-arm.
Listen, I think it's pretty hard to miss anything.
How can someone lose a bright neon, whatever color you want to call it, A-arm? But somehow he did.
I tell Odie, you better call the powder coater.
Do you guys have one of the yellow A-arms there?
It's not even a small part. It's not like you can just go, oops, I slipped down the door.
Vinny, you want to call him? Because he sounded like a on the phone.
Odie, that's no way to take the reins, baby.
Yeah. Well, he's giving me attitudes like, first. It's all there. I know it's all there. We mark everything off as we go.
So, and I try and call him. They didn't answer.
I really feel bad for you guys.
What did you do? Did you sell one on the way back? Did you honk it?
You guys will find it. It's not a biggie, you know?
Go on, get out of here.
Right. See you guys later. Thanks for picking my stuff up.
Okay, nothing. Odie started getting frustrated, and I don't know what his deal was. He started acting like a baby.
Well, then do it. I'm going to lunch.
He just walked out like a, you know, like, I don't know what the heck.
Eat.
Where's the drawing?
That's what I'm working on.
You don't even have it done yet?
No, we're not. That's why we brought this up. See what'll look better on here. Today we're going to start building a bike for the Chicago Blackhawks. They're an NHL team that won the Stanley Cup last year. So we're going to be building a bike for them, a commemorative bike, and it's going to be able to carry the Stanley Cup.
Listen, we only got today to finish this bike.
only today. You know, the bike that we're doing, it's based off of one of our production models, so it's going to be a very comfortable, rideable bike. There's not a whole lot of, like, you know, glitz and glamour and, you know, add-ons and stuff like that. Probably what we're going to do is where the struts would normally be, we're going to open up these holes here, run the struts off of here, and that's going to actually, Jim's going to make the platform and everything. This It's going to hold the Stanley Cup. What we're going to do to hold the Stanley Cup, we have to build a nice size platform just to hold the cup while the bike, you know, actually rides around and secure the cup to it. So, you know, nothing, God forbid, was to happen to it. And we're just going to make pretty much just like a little decking that is going to mount off of where the struts would normally mount.
That's okay. Not so much throws it off center, but it touches there.
Now we're going to use this motor here, since this is the one we use for every single bike that we do.
You got spacers for a 300 Softail already made back
when you weren't looking.
Today we got going on a Chicago Blackhawks bike. Me and Rick and Senior. It's basically one of our production models, so we had most of it done before Jason even come out with a drawing as to tell us what we had to do.
Is this the approved drawing that we have to approve before we start building the bike?
This is going to help you guys out. Not at all.
I don't really want to pop your bubble, but you know where we're at? It's basically the rolling bottom that we usually do, the rolling chassis, and then we're just going to change some sheet metal around on it to give it a little flair for themselves. Oh, you're right on this one. Okay, it should stay by itself right now.
Hydraulic.
We changed the model up from our production model to a different gas tank on it. The gas tank that we did choose had like indents in the sides. I closed those off just to give us a little more room for the paint design that Jason came up with, just because we need a little bit more room for everything that we do want to put on the bike. Pretty much, you know, we did the whole bike in just about the whole day today. You know, we got the whole bike just about done. A mock-up like this normally only takes a couple hours, you know, so there's a little, you know, a little bit more time involved, you know, being, you know, what we're doing with the bike. But, you know, other than that, you know, we pretty much knocked it out in just about a day.
It'll be a long stop after that. Whoa, whoa.
Is this our fault?
Odie acting like a baby walking out?
I got to be honest with you. We hit it.
You know, Mikey came over, I was working on the machine, and he kind of confessed to me that he did it. He hid one of the parts. And he felt a little bad because of the way Odie acted.
I wanted to come clean, because honesty's the best policy.
Honesty's the best policy after you lied?
You know, I didn't expect him to get that upset. I just wanted to mess with him, because he's a bit of a bird. He gives the attitude, and then he runs. It happened quick, am I right? It was sort of like, where is it, where is it, where is it? And then, oh, God! It's not good.
The king of pranker got pranked, and he's gonna cry over it, you know? So
put it directly on top of this and tell him he was looking straight down on it.
When I came back, I seen the other A-arm sitting there, so I realized that Mikey must have been playing around with me. Nice.
You know, when Odie took on this project, I don't think he realized how much was riding on it. There's so many kids that would love to be in his position. And with this whole quad project, the kid's got a great opportunity. You know, it's not a project he's doing in his garage and he can get it done whenever. There's a lot of stuff going on here. So, you know, he's to do something he really loves. And who gets to do something that they really love for a living?
I've learned over the past year that it's not a crime and it's no shame to ask for help. And I'm here today at the private practice of George Toth, who is a family counselor.
Hey, hi, Mike.
George, hey.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you,
hey,
sir.
Hey, come on in. Let's talk.
I'm going to go over with him my issues with my father and maybe take some advice as to how to handle communication with him or lack thereof in the future.
Why did you decide to come for counseling?
I'm having issues with my father, major issues, and I feel recently that I've reached out to him, and he has certain conditions on making amends that are kind of impossible to keep up with, and he's not willing to budge at all.
Right.
And my big issue with my father is that I feel that he slipped and he's no longer a moral man. He's acting mad. I mean, one of the big things that I have a problem with is that he keeps offending my brother. He keeps trying to hurt him. He keeps trying to destroy him.
Sounds like it put you in a double bind, so to speak. You have an allegiance to your father. He is your father.
Yes.
And on the other hand, you have your brother, and you sound like you're in the middle, and it's very painful.
I am. I feel like a tug-of-war rope sometimes.
I think he has serious issues. They've been going on for a long time. I think the fact that there's alcohol used in the family, that the family divorced 13 years ago, perhaps he hasn't recovered from some of that.
Boy, it just kind of upsets me, but he's never once told my brother Paul that he's been proud of him. Yeah. Never once told any of us that he's proud of us. It's never really been a positive reinforcement in our lives. When I'm not angry at my father, I feel bad for him. I don't want to say that he's pushed his family away, but the situation is right now that he really doesn't have a family.
The aggression is unbelievable. He won't admit to anything. He victimizes himself. And then he goes and offends even more.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like it's futile to even communicate with him.
Mm.
That's my problem. It drives me nuts. It's starting to bleed in everything else I'm doing.
I would suggest maybe that you try to communicate with him again. We have to keep those doors open. There's always hope.
If we cut my father totally off, we're never going to have any kind of reconciliation. It'll be one of those sad stories where someone dies, and then you have that huge looming cloud of regret in your life for the rest of your life. And I don't want that.
Well, I'm going to take your advice, and I'll present my father with, I think, an email of how I feel.
I think he loves his father. I think his father loves him. But the future depends on how they work things out.
I'll try. I think I've made progress.
I know you have.
I feel good.
I know you have.
You know what? I'll...
Very good.
There we go. Thank you very much. Hey, nice.
By the end of the session, I feel like George had a very good point that you should always have hope.
Possibly see you in the future.
Okay, very good.
I'm just really hoping that if I send some communication towards my father, he doesn't kind of twist it and then just slam it back in my face, because I'm kind of getting tired of that.
Well, so what are you really after? I mean, is it really feasible to...
Go get the pictures.
This morning we got some news. Apparently the bike we've been working on for Chicago Blackhawks, thought we had full approval, you know, everything like that. We got the bike almost, you know, knocked out yesterday. And here, apparently, we never had an approval for the bike, and it's not close to what the customer wants.
The other bike had a tail dragger on it?
Listen, I got phone calls I got to do upstairs, and I want to resolve this before I go upstairs. So tell those guys to get out here now. I guess there was a discrepancy on what they thought they were getting, so they wanted changes on the bike. They didn't like the bike the way it was, and we had to get together trying to figure out the best way to go with the bike.
They were looking at a drawing from 4 years ago when we did the NHL license.
But the drawing from 4 years ago, listen, did you, I'm getting... I'm going to ask a question, right? Did you or did you not submit the drawing in there with the rigid frame? And did they or did they not approve it?
They didn't approve anything. They saw the NHL. You knew this going into this yesterday.
Somebody said to me that this is the one that they approved. Did you say that? It got so confusing to me, like who's on first, that I started losing my mind. So I kind of had to take over, make a decision what we were going to do. And that was it. Shut up. I'm making a decision, right? And then everybody go back to work. You're going to draw the bike just the way we talked about it. You're going to draw the tank, with him doing the tank. You're going to draw 7 degrees, so you're going to kick that front end out. You're going to change that tank. You're going to change that fender so it's low on the bike, mounted to the swing arm. Right now, I think we're in a good position, and hopefully... In a little while, we'll get the okay and then get back on the bike and get it finished.
We get that submitted, we go to work.
All right.
Hey, what's going on? It's Nub. Hey, you got all that yellow paraphernalia, ATV stuff down there?
I decided to call Orange County Powder Coaters and find out if the yellow I had on the quad plastic matched what they did on the frame.
What kind of yellow is that?
Neon yellow. It's the wrong yellow.
Neon yellow.
Dear God.
What the matter with Odie?
From that first day when I picked the plastics up, I hadn't heard from anybody. Odie never called me, so I figured I would just spray it this yellow and take a chance. And so I got to change the color because of this fiasco. Oh, God, why would you paint something these colors? They're putrid-looking colors. I mean, if you want to get noticed, it's great because they're bright, but I totally thought it was a joke coming off his tongue. I should paint it pink. Really with him. God, this thing's gonna be hideously ugly.
I wrote an email to my father requesting that he sit down and have a talk with the same therapist that I did, George Toth, and see what comes of that. None of the people my father surrounds himself on a day-to-day basis, who he listens to sort of in his counsel, try to wrap it around his head and buzz in his ear that it's not okay to do things to your children that he's doing. So maybe George will be that little Jiminy Cricket for him.
I think it would be a good step in the direction of reconciliation if you were to meet with the same therapist I did, to at least hear what he has to say about what's going on in our family.
I don't know. I don't know that he wants to kind of dive into that.
P.S. Love you, Mike.
I'm just handling it one day at a time, hoping for the best and guarding for the worst. I'm happy.
We thought we had the Blackhawk bike done, and turns out the customer wanted some changes to the bike. They weren't exactly 100% on the approval of the bike when we started it, and everything we did, we more or less tore everything off the bike, and it really started over.
13 3/4, 14, right around in that neighborhood.
And where are you at?
And 39 1/4 at 8 inches over. What they wanted us to do was they wanted to change in the tank, and they wanted the front end out a little further. They wanted it to look more like a raked out chopper. So we changed the trees on it. Basically, all we got to keep from the first mock-up was the front fender.
Okay, now we're almost back to where the hell we were. We changed the gas tank on it, and just a couple little odds and ends. The rear fender section, that wound up being different because it was a soft tail. And instead of having a regular soft tail fender just mounted to a frame as it typically would, where the fender mounts to the swing arm itself. So the swing arm is going to move with the fender underneath the Stanley Cup.
Hi, pal.
Here you go. I got foil one on each side. So that way, if we have to go this way too, you can twist and you can roll them if you have to. Tomorrow we should be able to finish everything up. Jim will have the rest of the pieces for the rack that's going to hold up the Stanley Cup. Those will all be done. And once we get the rear fender mounted, and then really just break it down and weld it up, and we should actually have a short day on it tomorrow.
Oh, it looks much better. It looks much better. That front end looks much better.
It does.
Today we're going to be on the quad, and as of right now, we have no axle. And if Knubs doesn't have the fenders painted today, we're...
What's up with paint?
I don't know. We have to call him.
What?
I would have called him, but I don't know his number.
Come on, everybody else does, though.
I don't like talking on phones.
This morning when I came in, Odie really had no idea where the plastics were at. He hasn't talked to Nub. He doesn't even have Nub's phone number. And he kind of uses that as an excuse.
Hey, Nub, it's Odie. I was just calling to check on the fenders.
Well, the stuff is done, but it's got no logos. I don't know if any logos are going on it.
Hey, Nub, how long would it take to get this done if we get you what you need? It's logos or whatever they are.
It just needs to be clear-coded, so I can do that today.
Well, I apologize that you didn't know, but, you know, for some reason the unveiling's supposed to be today, like, in, like, 4 hours.
That's complete fickleness of all this.
Odie's in charge of this project, and now today's the unveil day. No phone calls were made, and Nub is totally out of the loop on this. Let me find out what's going on. I'll call you back.
Okay.
stinks. So it's not good. Nub doesn't know what's going on with the paint. He's been left in the dark waiting, I guess, for somebody to get back to him about logos. I have to give Junior a call. You know, he needs to know what's going on here. He needs to know, more importantly, that we're not going to make this on bail date. There's no way.
We'll figure it out. We always do.
You know what, Paul Sr. came in today to talk to me about some personal situations that's going on with him and his family members.
One of the things that I've been really trying to do is reach out to Mikey. Now, I've done that a numerous amount of times through email. I figured I'd run it off with Jason because as goofy as he is, when it comes to stuff like that, he really does have a big heart and he does like to see peace amongst the family and even at the shop. His condition was, I need to go to see a shrink before I could see him. I said, listen, Mike, I'm not going to counseling. If you want to have a relationship with me, then let's sit down man to man and let's talk about whatever you want to talk about and move forward. Want to talk about when you got hit with the paddle when you're 5 years old? You want to talk about what a d- I am? You want to talk about how bad a father I am? I don't care anymore. Let's just resolve the issue. What's fair is fair, you know what I mean? If I say I'm putting no conditions on anything and the sky's the limit, then they shouldn't put conditions on me because that was the issue all along. That was the issue. Up until now, it was a different situation. My whole attitude was, you. Well, it has been, you know why? Because I'm really hurt about this whole thing, and the hurt turns into anger. And that's the way I am, but I'm trying to back off that. I'm not going down that road no more.
You can't not talk to him. I mean, you gotta be face to face. Get up and walk out, get in your car, drive over to Mikey's house.
Do you know where Mikey is right now?
I have no idea.
Well, neither does anybody else.
Well, okay.
Neither does anybody else.
Instead of sending emails and doing piddly stuff back and forth like that, find where they are and actually physically go there and exist in the same room together.
He needs to say to me, okay, Dad, let's meet. I'll meet him. Okay. I'll be a gentleman. I don't want no fight. You know what I mean? If you really think about it, the beef is with Paulie. I didn't really have a beef with him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But it's just going on too long, man.
That's why I'm trying to make the change. You know, Jason, which was good, he didn't really take either side. He was trying to find a solution, which really helps me, you know what I mean? I don't really want to hear, well, you're the best or you're doing everything right. I need a neutral party that wants to give some good insight, and that's what he did.
The whole situation's horrible, man. It's got to be resurrected to a point where you can have a relationship with your kids.
You know, it's kind of like you enable people, and then they stay the same. Look at Paul, who worked there. He never changed, Kim, and he did whatever he wanted to do. He never changed because I allowed that to happen. I'm guilty of that. You know, we talked, had a good conversation, and we talked in depth, and we're pretty much at a place where it's not in my hands anymore.
You know what? You should get a costume. You should dress up for Halloween. Ring the doorbell, dress
as trick or treat.
Yeah, and then take the mask off. Like, it's me.
We got the Nerf bars and the last few parts back from Powder Coat.
I could either just watch you suffer or I can help you.
But without Nub's plastics, we're in trouble trying to make the unveil today. So I'm waiting to hear from Junior to figure out what we should do about it.
I've really been leaving it up to these guys to make sure everything was getting taken care of. Vinny calls me, tells me there's issues. I went over to Nub's before I came here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And?
I just wanted to make sure everything was cool because I know things got miscommunicated. When stuff goes wrong and it starts to affect things in a negative way, then I got to step in.
The axle we'll have today at some point.
Yeah, we're postponing the reveal till tomorrow. Obviously, we're not going to get it done today, so everything's pushed. You know, it's a big deal only because the client, Blingstar, is expecting to get this thing in a few hours, and I let him know we got to move it till tomorrow. Obviously, this is a responsibility that I've entrusted with you, and I expect it to be handled appropriately, but...
I don't even have Nub's number.
Doesn't matter.
How am I supposed to get a hold of
him? It's your baby. You figure it out. That's how it works.
I'm not used to missing the unveiled date, so you're really screwing my track record here, right? Is it costing me some money to have this whole thing going wrong? Yes, but at the same time, I think this is part of the learning experience I'm looking for Odie to have, because I'm really trying to just show the kid how to have responsibility. That's all. Looks good, though.
All right, thanks.
I got to tell you something. You're going to love it. Boy has built two bikes. One he built for the shop, and then he built another bike, as much as I know. So he can't get no bike built, so he's building a quad now. Remember how he's worked here? He always said he never missed a deadline. Remember? It's not because of him. It was because of everybody else that worked here is why. Because he went home, and everybody else finished the work. Then he came in and took credit for it. Anyhow, so they were supposed to unveil the quad today, and they missed it.
Get out of town.
They missed it. And the best part is that Paulie didn't come in yesterday. Vinny winds up saying, this, I'm going home too. And Odie's there stuck with the quad.
Oh,
I think that part of the problem is Paulie wasn't there as usual. So I guess they're really scrambling. I know that there's people pointing fingers of whose fault it is. Everything got screwed up because Paulie was on his honeymoon or whatever, and they left Odie there to do the quad. He doesn't know what to do, and they didn't leave him nothing to work with. So Odie's right now is the only person that's been working on the quad. They still don't have the parts. Nubs didn't paint it.
Oh,
and everybody's pissed off at each other because you know the way it is with Paulie. It's like he's not around, so then Vinny's working by himself, and then it goes from Vinny to Odie. You know what I mean? And it's just like.
That's the whole story when they were here.
Yeah,
same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
We're at the Cornell Veterinarian Hospital, and I took Gus up to my cabin upstate, and last night he couldn't get out of the car, so we had to drag him into the house. He got into the house, and he pretty much was exhausted. He just lay there. My doctor, when I talked to him last night, he said that it's a good possibility that it's a fracture, and if it is a fracture, it's not good.
All right, we'll take him in to our triage exam room. We'll take a quick look at him, and then we can talk a little bit more about what's been going on with him. Getting him onto our gurney, I noticed that he had a bit of crunchiness in his shoulder, in his left shoulder, that made me worry that he could potentially have a broken bone there. And so that was sort of where we started to direct our diagnostics at that point. There's definitely a fracture.
Oh, really? You can see this separation. There's a piece of bone here, and then the bottom part of the bone is doing this, and it's laying on top of it. So that's why we're seeing them sort of laying on top of each other there. So on the x-ray, we found that there was a fracture of the humerus, which is the bone sort of right up against the shoulder, closest to the shoulder and the arm. It was associated with an area of the bone that looked abnormal on the x-ray that would fit very well with a tumor being in the bone, which is probably what caused the fracture to happen in the first place. What might be a good idea to get sort of a big picture of everything that's happening in him right now, given that we know there are multiple things, is to do a whole body computed tomography or CT scan. While we're getting that CT, I can talk with our orthopedic surgeons about what the options are here. I'm no surgeon, so I would want to talk with them and see what they would recommend in a case like this. My suspicion is, given that this looks very suspicious for a tumor, is that they're going to recommend amputation of the limb. So at this point, our plan is to do a CT scan of his whole body to see if we find evidence that the tumor is spread anywhere else before we move forward. If we do that and everything looks clean, then most likely we'll move forward with the amputation to try to make him more comfortable. What we're worried about right now is his quality of life. What we don't want is to put him through the surgery and a week later have him fracture someplace else. So I think really fully evaluating and making sure we don't see any obvious signs of tumor anywhere else makes sense before we put him through a big surgery like this.
Basically, the operation is to cut his leg off. To prepare myself for tomorrow, so I'm sure it'll be a pretty sleepless night. But I think maybe the worst of it's over. Even if he goes in surgery tomorrow, at least I'll know what's going on and you know what to expect. Whereas I didn't know that today at all, and I'm still in a position where I really don't know.
Today's the big day, buddy.
I know, I'm nervous.
Are you?
Yes.
About the quad not being done or just the whole...
Me riding.
Oh, yeah?
How cool is that, man?
It's not even cool. It's ridiculous.
Got the plastics done today, brought them down. It's not my style, but that's what they wanted. They got. That is one of the loudest paint jobs I've ever done.
The word bling comes to mind.
The word no rocks or dirt comes to mind.
Yeah, it's like this thing needs to be garage kept.
I don't even want to see this thing go around a track.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get screwed up today.
This was like one of the hardest ones to get through. Total lack of communication. Logos, no logos. What am I doing on this thing? The kid was in charge of this whole project. He's a nice kid, but he's definitely on the simple side.
Looks pretty sick, man.
It's really in your face.
Oh, yeah. Whew.
I wouldn't have necessarily picked those colors. I don't know that I could have done exactly what the kid did there. I mean, he's into the quads, he races them, so he's got a different vision for what that would be than I would. This afternoon, I want Odie to do the presentation of the quad to the Blingstar clients. You know, for a guy that can't even talk on the phone, that might be a challenge. But, you know, he designed it, he built it, so I think he should unveil it.
Let the kid get on it.
Odie doing the presentation and everything, I don't know. I mean, it's like having a conversation with a coffee cup. There is absolutely nothing there.
Come on, Odie.
Thing is badass.
I'm definitely going to the unveil because I gotta check out this train wreck.
That is cool.
You know, we finally made it to the track a day late, but it's a big day. You know, it's a big day for Odie.
Right now, I'm pretty freaking nervous. I think when Blingstar sees the quad, it's everything they pretty much ask for.
Today, we're hoping that Odie delivers the baddest quad money can get.
Whoa!
Wow! Woo! Yeah, Odie!
Wow!
Woo!
I love it.
That is bright.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's what we're looking for right there.
Wow.
Thanks to Odie. It turned out really great. The colors, you know, everything pops. It's loud. It makes a statement. I mean, above and beyond our expectations.
Odie, take it away, buddy.
All right, well, as you can see, we got your Blingstar Nerf bars on it. You got your Blingstar bumper.
Yeah.
On the back, we got your skid plates.
Oh, you know, the unveil went great. Odie actually did a really good job. It was his time to shine.
Yeah. So he was in charge of the whole project?
He was in charge of the whole project.
I feel a whole lot better, not nervous anymore.
Well, Odie, show us what you got.
You know, not only does Odie want to deliver a great quad, but he wants to impress the Blingstar guy, too, because Blingstar sponsors race teams, and it's his ultimate goal to be on a race team.
He did a really good job riding it. Got a little muddier than I was hoping.
Oh, oh no!
Oh, are you serious?
Come on, Odie!
He was on the ground, stuck a little bit, so it's just what happens.
Oh, man! We're just super upset to see that quad get that mudded up.
Yo, Odie. You're a pretty good rider, and we got a little something for you here.
Welcome to Team Blingstar.
We present you with a team jersey, and we'd like to sponsor you for your racing and want you to be part of the team.
Woo!
You know, as of today, Odie is officially a team racer for Blingstar.
I like that idea.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
You know, sponsorship, you know? He rides for Blingstar now, you know?
I'm just ready to go back to the old Odie and just be the mechanic and not be, like, the head guy.
Did great.
Thanks. I really appreciate Junior giving me this opportunity to build a quad in the shop because OCC would have never done anything like this for me.
Some people might think I'm crazy to leave a kid in charge of an important project, but you know what? He proved himself, and, you know, I would do it again. It's all about investing in the future of the company.
Odie! Odie! Odie!
You know, I got a pretty good night sleep last night. The sleeping pills were pretty good. But as far as today, I think that I have a positive attitude. And I'm sure everything's going to be okay.
This is one of those things where I want you guys to talk amongst yourselves and kind of figure out how much evidence do you need to decide on amputation.
We're trying to make one big picture, and that's kind of what Senior has to decide on, is does he want to figure out a definitive diagnosis of what's going on, or because the leg is fractured, it's had previous radiation, and it's unlikely to do well with any sort of fracture fixation, does he just want to go ahead and amputate that leg?
I'm not a doctor, but if I had to give my analysis, I would say that that's gone, because I just think he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
A real lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much more I really want to put him through. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and I understand what you're saying. You want to be certain.
Whether or not we amputate is your decision. And the amount of certainty there, that, you know, that's what you were just talking about, is, you know, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like you're more concerned about minimizing his time in hospital, his poking and prodding, which, you know, I think is wonderful.
I kind of knew that regardless of whatever else was going on with him, I kind of knew that the best thing for him would probably be removing the leg. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
I think once the surgery is done tomorrow and everything's okay, and he'll be home in a couple of days, hopefully, then, you know, I'll feel good about the situation.
Bye, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I'll see you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.